Metta is a practice of kindness, a tender practice. And as we practice metta, it beckons us to come into a posture of deep comfort and ease. To take care of the body. To allow the mind to settle, calm, and relax. There are many doors to our practice. We have been practicing metta with phrases, offering it to categories of what we call muses. Muses who inspire the heart to open, to become clear. Muses that bring about a quivering of the heart. It cracks it open and reveals the innate tender goodness that is our birthright. Today I will offer a variation, another door of that metta practice. Just to honor that we all learn and take in and offer in different ways. There's great diversity. Some of us are inclined towards words and phrases, some towards imagery. In all of it, we are conjuring up a felt sense of the words that we offer, of the images that we conjure. So at this time, I invite you to feel into a sense of happiness in the body. We've all known happiness, perhaps for long periods, maybe fleeting periods. Generate. What does happiness feel like in the body? Allow that sense of happiness to land in your heart, in your throat. And allow happiness to be joined with a sense of peace. Peace in the body, in the mind, heart. What does that feel like in the body? There are no words that are needed to describe it. Simply a felt sense of the heart filled with happiness and peace. What does peace feel like in the face? In the bones? On the skin? And holding happiness and peace in this felt sense of the body, I invite you to allow health to join happiness and peace. Health and vibrancy, resilience in mind, body and heart. What does it feel like to have a healthy mind? Can you sense in to the feeling of a healthy body in whatever form it may take? Now I invite you to allow safety, to join happiness, peace, and health. Can you feel a sense of safety? Perhaps right now in this moment, what does it feel like to rest in safety, to be safe, to know what protection is, to have refuge? and the invitation. Is to allow these qualities to receive the gift of ease, happiness, peace, health, safety, all held in ease. And allow that sensation to land in the heart. To quiver and expand the heart. To fill the heart with a golden halo. Shining forth around the edges. Slowly permeating the interior. Growing in beauty and intensity. A soothing golden light. Continuing to expand. Feeling the chest, pressing the heart forward, lifting it, expanding into the hollows of the throat, feeling the whole of the torso. Migrating to the very edges of the body. Radiating out through the pores of the skin, down the arms, into the hands and fingers. The light of kindness, the light of love, the light of goodwill, allow it to swell the heart open. To be a radiant force, powerful and protective, that beckons the heart to open with confidence of safety. Lift the chest and allow this light to shine forward, And as you shine your light into this room, letting it fall on everything, everyone, I invite you to bring the image of a being so dear to you, a teacher, a child, a pet, a benefactor, a being that the very thought of brings pure joy to your heart, a smile to your face, a smile through which this radiant light of love shines forth from your heart. And bring that image to your mind's eye. See the details of this being right in front of you. And gently send the tender rays of that golden light into their heart. The light of kindness. See it swirl about them, permeating every part of them. Surrounding their heart and their being. Feel this connection of love. Tenderness. Joy. Happiness. Offer the beauty of the gift of your heart to your benefactor. And allow their face and the glow of this light to shine through their eyes. Offer them kindness through this light, loving kindness. The happiness that you've generated, the peace and ease. See this light that now the two of you are generating continue to expand, to encompass you both together. Look into the eyes of your benefactor And see the radiance of love and kindness and care coming back at you, into your eyes, finding its way down into your heart. As the solid gold of you both grows together exponentially. See the power of this kindness swirling through the air, falling like a net on all within its reach. Metta. Loving kindness. Peace. Ease. Safety and protection. Bring your awareness back to the body, back to this opening in the heart, a powerful generator shining forth like a beacon. And bring your awareness to the heart of your benefactor. Open and alive. Shining that light and meeting yours. Gliding in a field of tenderness and raining love down. Receive the love from this being. Allow it to permeate your body, your heart, and now the invitation is to hold on to that golden, tender light, your birthright, and bid your benefactor farewell for the moment. Allow them to dissolve into the gold. And feel the radiance infused in your own body. Sit in this light of tender self-love. And as you continue to glow and radiate out into the room through these walls, the invitation is to bring to mind a familiar stranger. Someone that you do not know really. Perhaps it could be the person who bags your groceries, someone you pass on the street walking their dog, a neighbor that you see occasionally. Bring the image of that being to mind. A neutral person. And as you generate this golden light in your heart that is radiating out through every pore of your body, its center being right in the chest. Allow it to flow into the heart of this neutral being, this familiar stranger. Setting them aglow, touching into their internal goodness. Infusing yourself with a kind awareness of their presence. Touching their heart. Tenderly, gently, seeing the gold in their hearts, and allow your light to continue to grow, to expand, to pulsate. Look deeply into the eyes of this familiar stranger. And offer them the fierce tenderness, of loving kindness. Merge your light with the light of this being. Notice the increased intensity as it pours through both of your eyes towards one another and radiates out into the world. See the lantern of your own heart pouring light, swirling light, radiating light. And feeling into the power of your metta, the increased capacity of your ability to open. Bid the familiar stranger farewell for now, as you continue to feel into the glow of the lantern of your heart, of the fullness of your body. Offering metta to yourself, feeling the metta that is already there within you, pouring out, squeezing through the cracks of your heart, filling you with tenderness for your own being. You are set aglow with this love. Continue to radiate in this way, pulsing as if a heartbeat, flowing through your veins, embedded down into the cellular structure of your body. Your birthright. Allow your own body to glow. To continue to bask in the light of your own love, the love that you offer to others, the love that is offered to you. Receive it all. And as this golden light continues to expand and glow, white hot now, call to mind a beloved person or being, a family member, or a friend. See their face before you. Feel your body radiating with love and kindness. And allow that love to envelope that being, to surround them, to feel every pore of their body with a wish for tenderness. Safety. Health. Well-being. Happiness. Peace. And ease. All flowing from the light and lantern of your own heart. You are powerful in your ability to offer this loving kindness, metta. And as you offer this light to this beloved being, see the opening in their own heart flame up with gold that flows right back to you. And feel into the deep openness of your receptivity. A two-way channel, heart to heart. Receive it all. It is your birthright. It has always been yours. And as the glow of love swirls between the two of you, pulsing and expanding, with deep tenderness and love, bid this beloved being farewell. And feel the power of metta in your own heart. Glowing and shining forth through the first quarter in the front, shining forward and the second quarter on the side, radiating out. And the third quarter behind you, and the fourth quarter to the opposite side, all sides now. And through the top, shining up towards the heavens, and through the bottom, shining down into the earth, into the depths of the ocean, touching all of the creatures in the soil. The beings in the water, the winged beings, perched on branches and bark, in the sky, allow the radiance of your metta to radiate out into the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be safe and protected. May all beings have ease. And may all beings be free. These wishes are carried on the net of your radiance, spread out throughout this world. So the invitation is to carry this metta with you, not to leave it on your cushion, to allow it to carry you through the retreat and see how it shows up as you move through the world. We have a few minutes for any questions, if there are any. Right here.
Hi, my name is Grant. So I couldn't access a large amount of that practice. I think part of that is just because I'm maybe not a visual person, or I don't know. But overall, what I noticed, like right at the end, was that the narratives that I had about why I couldn't access the metta became like really pronounced for me, like over the course of the entire meditation, and I was like kind of lost in that the entire time until like right at the end when the bell rang. And so I think what I'm wondering from you is, if one cannot access metta, and if one is having kind of this like meta-reflective process whereby there's a lot that's coming up due to that lack of access, do you have any strategies about what one can do instead of the meta practice, or ways in which one can supplement around the meta practice? Because I found that I kept trying to be with your words, and my inability to do that like sent me to a worse place than had I just been silent, like had there been nothing but just sitting.
Yes. Tell me your name again.
Grant.
Grant. Hold on to the mic. Okay. I want to ask you, if I may.
Sure.
Are you able to access the metta practice with the phrases?
Yeah.
Okay. So this was just another door. Some people, like myself, have difficulty with the phrases. I'm a visual person. And so we offered phrases pretty much in the first metta sessions. Some people are visual and have difficulty accessing the phrases. And so it was an offering just to give another door into metta so that there's some diversity in the practice. So if you are not a visual person and that's not your way, go back to the phrases. And I ask for forgiveness for not offering that as I began my journey, because it would have been perfectly okay for you to go into your practice in the way that you need to. And I say that for everyone in all of the instruction, because some of you are older practitioners and you have a way that you know that works for you. So we're kind of giving a little bit of a smorgasbord. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for your question.
Hi, my name is Akim. It's interesting because I was still processing and I wasn't going to say anything until Grant spoke. For me, I'm extremely visual. And so I had to just kind of check out and watch the room and just look at everybody, because I was so visual that it was, in a good way, it was overwhelming. You know, I was... It's like 3D virtual reality, you know. It was like I experienced a whole mini series, and then I was like, "What? There's another episode? Let me just look at the room." So I just wanted to offer that, to share the extremes of taking information that exists. So.
Yeah.
Thank you for the visuals, because the words, even though I've been told what they mean, I'm still trying to figure out what they mean. And because the words kind of are fleeting, and they say what metta means, but I still hear, "I just metcha."
Thank you. Thank you for... Thank you for that metta dialogue. You know, I want to say that metta is not an easy practice. You know, our sitting practice is not necessarily, easy to access either. Metta is a deep purification practice. And there's a lot of crust and barriers around our hearts. So a lot of things will show up as blockages to metta. For me, I have to practice metta all the time after many years of doing metta. When I first started doing metta, I'll share with you, I hated it. I just like, and I hated it because I could not access it and I could not feel it. My heart was so closed, I could not give myself metta. So this is what I did. I didn't notice it as I can't receive it. And what we don't have for ourselves is very difficult to offer to someone else authentically and real. So I didn't see it as, I can't do metta or whatever. Well, how it would show up is I would, may I be happy? May I be peaceful? Wonder what they're having for lunch today. And then I'd be gone off on a whole thing. And then I'd come back. It's like, oh, I haven't been doing the phrases. May I be happy? May I... Feeling a little uncomfortable in here. You know, I couldn't even get through all the phrases for a long time. And it showed up as a space out. And this is what we do when we come up against things that we don't really want to deal with, or we don't want them to rise up. We find a diversion. You know, it could be TV, it could be our phones, it could be our computers, it could be a drink, it could be drugs, it could be sex. We find a diversion. So my diversion to metta was simply to space out. So I want to offer to bring an awareness to if there's some difficulty in accessing it. We all have our ways. You may be a word person, more conceptual. You may be more visual. We all have our ways that we learn. But when we begin to realize that we are blocking entry, that's not just with metta, but that's also with our sitting practice, there's something underlying that. We may tend to look on the external, but it's all an inside job. So I just want to offer that because, yes, these practices are deep. And we're wading through a lot of stuff. Okay, one more. We only have time for one more and back here.
For that, I thought about what we talked about yesterday with compassion and wisdom. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the metta kind of goes in there because I was trying to send metta to this girl I don't like, right? And the wisdom said, you need to do this, but the compassion wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But at the end, when you said all beings, I was like, boop, got her. So, like, I'm good now. So I think that the all beings piece, you can have compassion for that person and compassion for yourself because you couldn't quite get there yet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I wish we had more time for more of the questions, but I don't want to keep you. So may you be happy and peaceful, healthy and strong, safe and protected from external and internal harm. May you have ease, and may we all be free from suffering. Please enjoy the walking period, and if you feel so inclined to continue with your practice, the hall is open.